This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, what you can and cannot say on network television, and what is right for the cover of a news magazine.
But first, federal prosecutors are weighing whether to proceed in the death penalty trial of al-Qaeda conspirator Zacharias Moussaoui. They lost a substantial portion of their case when the judge ruled that crucial prosecution witnesses would not be allowed to testify because they had been tainted. This is not the first time the government has made a crucial mistake in a terrorism trial. Josh Berman was part of the Justice Department's Terrorism Task Force from 1998 to 2002. I spoke with him about why it's so difficult for federal prosecutors to get convictions in terrorism cases.
One of the challenges, frankly, for the Justice Department is that they're caught in a perfect storm of military interests, political interests, intelligence community interests, and judicial system interests. And this terrorism animal is, frankly, unique in terms of that.
Well, why has it been so difficult to secure jail time for these suspects?
In many of the cases, you're talking about information that, in most cases, is highly classified. And the government has to weigh, and when I say the government, I mean on one hand really the military and the intelligence community, and on the other hand the Justice Department, whether burning a source, disclosing who an asset is, showing that we have the ability to record certain conversations, we want to disclose that information. And if we are going to use that in a court of law, then we may not be able to use those intelligent assets, which are out there potentially preventing future 9/11s.
So then do you have people from the Pentagon, people from the White House, essentially calling you up and saying, you know what, you cannot call this witness for national security reasons. So I'm sorry about your case, but that's just the way it is.
Absolutely. There is a daily exchange of information and communication and dialogue between the various military, intelligence, Justice Department, and political entities.
Well, is that frustrating for Justice Department lawyers?
Absolutely, it can be. One of the good things is that we're used to the push and pull and the strain and the classified concerns. By the same token, if you're looking at a healthy piece of proof there that you'd like to get in front of that jury or the sentencing judge and you can't, it's absolutely frustrating. And importantly, you often can't tell the public about that piece of information.
Well, let's go over some of the recent setbacks that have made headlines. You've got Jose Padilla, no longer accused of plotting to set off a dirty bomb. You have the professor in Florida, Sami Al-Aryan, found not guilty by a jury of terrorism charges. Yasser Hamdi, released and deported to Saudi Arabia, essentially not even tried by the government for terrorism charges. Do any of these cases, these high-profile cases, share common problems for prosecutors?
One of the common themes through these is it wasn't the prosecutors necessarily kicking off the cases. It was an immediate military or intelligence community response to a believed threat, and hands were laid on these people. It said, we believe that they're involved in terrorist activities, let's grab them, and then we'll ask questions. It's kind of the shoot first, ask questions later approach to prosecutions. And when you do that, you get yourself into problems. In this field, it's high profile. It's front page news. And that becomes the problem because the prosecutors and oftentimes the FBI agents handling the case haven't gotten their nose into the dirt yet to figure out what's really there.
I want to talk about the Moussaoui case and what happened there. Carla Martin was a Transportation Security Administration attorney. She was the one who tampered with these witnesses. How is it possible that the Justice Department could make such an error? I mean, everyone is saying that this is a first-year law student error that this woman made.
You're absolutely right. This is fundamental witness preparation, black-letter, bright-line law that you do not coach. And, of course, there's a fine line between preparing a witness and improperly coaching that witness. But prosecutors who are handling cases like this, they're trained on where that line is and over time learn exactly how to tiptoe up to the line but not cross it. Ms. Martin didn't have that experience. She wasn't prepared. And on top of all of that, this is an incredibly high-profile, high-pressured case. This is not the kind of case you'd want to make a mistake like this in.
Josh Berman is a former federal prosecutor. He's now a defense attorney in Washington, D.C. And thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Madeline.